Hollywood has run out of ideas. Three movie fans come up with their own. The Casual Cowards are... still reeling. And this time, it's personal.
Well, at least this won't be as bad as Howard the Duck.
Welcome back to
another episode of Still Reeling. I think this is the last one forever, right? No, not forever. Just kidding. We're going to get my idea.
It's the third one.
We're going to get my terrible idea out there, and then we'll try something new. So yeah, you guys will get bored with us.
Mixing things up. Trying some new shit.
Speaking of new shit, say hi, Charles.
Hello.
Charles is on a much-deserved vacation from answering phones and staring at us.
Yeah, the Arizona heat.
Yeah. So we brought... Oh, what is it? Is it Grandmaster C?
Grandmaster C.
Grandmaster C. Oh, no, not a hard E-R.
There's no hard R.
No
on
hard
R.
Yeah, okay.
Remember the street lingo.
That's right.
I'm too old for street lingo.
Chris is back, by the way. That's Ryan.
Oh, by the way, I'm Ryan still.
And I'm Chester.
Chester is with us as well, as always.
As always.
And we're going to bring you another episode of Still Reeling because I have the worst idea out of all three of ours, and I think we're going to love it.
It's gonna be
yeah,
fun.
It is going to be terrible. But in the meantime, don't forget to go check out the website. That's hit right. us up on the tweeters.
Talk about ourselves real quick. Go to casualcowards.com. Find all the Casual Coward stuff there. Follow our Amazon affiliate link and buy things. We'll get a little tiny portion of it.
Send me an email. I'll respond to you.
Email just, Ryan. Ryan at casualcowards.com. You can email me. Chester at casualcowards.com.
Send all emails
Charles,
to me.
Charles at casualcowards.com. Chris does not have an email address.
You can go to grandmasterc.com, though.
There you go, grandmasterc.com.
And send me emails from his
Listen
website.
To his raps, email him, all the fun things. And then Twitter, at Casual Cowards on Twitter, Instagram, I assume it's Casual Cowards.
I think so.
And search YouTube for Casual Cowards to find all their videos.
But in the meantime, what's going on, Chester?
You know.
How's your life?
Pretty good, man, pretty good. Watched a lot of movies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're like all into movies now.
I like movies, man. I always have.
You've never really liked movies.
I hate movies.
You've said
movies.
That on
it's
several
true.
Occasions, and now all of a sudden you're into movies.
Yeah, I've always said how much I hate movies.
Yeah.
I just think they're a waste of fucking time.
They're a waste of money, at the very least.
Yeah. So last night I saw Ingrid Goes West, which...
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's kind of an underground film. I only know about it because I saw a trailer for it when I saw a different movie. It's Aubrey Plaza, the you know, the like mean girl from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
She plays this chick who's like kind of obsessed with social media, and she starts stalking this girl who's real popular on Instagram and becomes her friend, and it just kind of spirals out of control, and it's creepy and it's funny, and I loved it. O'Shea Jackson, funniest person in the movie.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.?
It takes place in LA. He's like trying to become a movie writer, and he's absolutely obsessed with Batman.
I like this.
And Batman Forever is his favorite movie of all time. But like every scene he's in, he's talking about Jim Carrey or Batman or something. It's fucking fantastic. Best part of the movie was O'Shea Jackson Jr.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. is going places, huh?
That's right.
He's got the acting chops.
I liked him. He was my favorite part of the movie.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I also watched The Nice Guys. Speaking of Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, how was that?
You got to bring up Ryan Gosling when Charles isn't here.
With, what's his name? Goddamn, what is his name?
The Gladiator? Yeah. Russell Crowe?
Yeah, with fat Russell Crowe.
The Crow. Speaking of The Crow, they're rebooting that movie.
Oh, good.
Yeah, anyway.
Starring Chow Yun-Fat.
Right? They're actually thinking of the guy who is Aquaman. What's his name?
Jason Momoa?
Yeah, they're thinking of having
too
him.
Too big.
Yeah, anyway.
Can't be emo when you're that ripped.
The Nice Guys, it's an older movie. Like, it's a few years old anyway. Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe play two private detectives searching for a missing girl. I thought I'd give it a shot because it's a comedy, and those two are not known for their comedic roles. Mm-hmm. And coming out of The Hitman's Bodyguard, two actors who are known for comedic roles, and that movie wasn't funny, I thought I'd give this a shot to see how they did. And maybe because I had low expectations, I actually enjoyed the movie. I thought Ryan Gosling had some pretty funny lines. He screams like a girl a lot, which is very funny to me. But
Charles would be so disappointed to hear that his hetero life mate Ryan Gosling screams like a girl.
So I enjoyed it. Good movie.
Okay.
And then I can't remember what I saw 2 weeks ago, so it must not have been that good.
Was it another Transformers movie? No. Sometimes there's one of those every 2 weeks.
No.
No. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Now, I swore I'd, after the fourth one that I was never giving
Fool
Michael
me
Bay.
Once.
Right? Fool me four times? Shame on me.
Shame on me and Michael Bay. And everyone else. Maybe John Turturro, too.
I swore I'd never give Michael Bay any more of my money. I swore that after
until Bad Boys 3 comes out.
After the third movie, I was like, never again. And then I went and saw the fourth one because I was like, oh, maybe it'll be different. He's only producing and not directing. It was a fucking horrible movie.
And then you're like, well, I'll go watch TMNT. I mean, it won't be that bad. Did you watch that?
TMNT?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't watch the live-action Ninja Turtles
movie
with the noses?
I watched it on the internet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So you didn't give Michael Bay your money.
Correct.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Small steps, man.
So there's that.
Okay.
That's what I've been up to. Chris?
What have you been up to the past 4 to 5 months that you've been here?
So, well, recently I've been binge watching this show you guys might have heard of, fairly new, called Dexter.
Good show. Yeah? When did that come out?
It just came out on Netflix a few weeks ago, so.
Oh, Dexter's on Netflix now.
Yeah.
It always has been, I think.
Has it?
Then I've been missing it.
Yeah.
But.
I feel like it has. I'm not sure. I need to watch the last two seasons. I
always heard really good things about it. Always wanted to see it, but never got a chance to. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've been watching that and another lesser known show. I've been trying to catch up on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Might have heard of
what
that one.
What is that about?
I don't know. I don't quite get it. Dragons.
Murder.
Penis. Oh, wiener.
I sing that in my head every single time.
I know. It's got boobs. That's all I know so far.
Right? It's got boobs. It's got, oh, dude, that chick. Okay,
dude
so,
hangs dong.
I don't know. Where are you at?
Season 4.
Oh, you're not there yet. So there's a scene. Did you read the books at all?
Yeah. I read up through book 5, I think.
So the sand snakes, the chicks in
Dorne. Yeah, that's all the books. Yep. Yeah.
One of those chicks, like, they're in a prison and she
exposes gorgeous.
Herself and she's like, who's the most beautiful woman in the world? Like, fuck, guess it's you. Shit.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. What a great show.
Yeah, she does. Spoiler. It's safe to say every character does.
I had to Google it. I'm like, oh, fuck, how old is this chick? Like, I think she's like 19. I'm good.
You're good. They're not going to show titties of an underage woman. So.
I know. She looks younger. I just felt creepy for like 1 second. And I realized, you know what? This is on TV. You can't show an underage person's boobs. And then I got disappointed.
Oh, I made myself feel sad. So you're on season 4? Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm on season 4. I've been trying to catch up on that. And then been playing Switch. Mm-hmm. Been playing my Switch a bit. Got that new Mario Rabbids XCOM crossover game.
How is that?
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's a lot more in-depth than I expected.
Wait, it's a Mario Rabbids XCOM crossover?
It's a XCOM
style. Like
Freddy
versus Jason versus Ash.
It's an XCOM style game.
Right.
But it's Mario versus Rabbids.
So there's no, what is that?
It's an RTS. No, it's a turn-based strategy.
Okay.
Yeah, a turn-based strategy game.
Okay. That's weird. I would not expect that. Like I honestly expected it to just be full of mini games. That's what I expected when I first heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of speculation about what it was going to be, but I think Ubisoft did a really good job with it. Mm-hmm. Bringing the Mario universe in, giving them guns. Like, I was watching some of the videos with the developers and stuff and how they talked to Nintendo and got that project made, and it's pretty cool story.
Tell us the whole story right now. We'll wait.
Mm-hmm. So
no, I don't want to hear the whole story.
Okay. So that's a cool game, and yeah, I'm still trying to beat Breath of the Wild. I'm still haven't beaten that
big
yet.
Big game, huh?
It's an awesome game. Nice. Very big.
Nice.
I'm going to give me a Switch just so I can play that.
I like them big.
What, like big what?
Games.
The fuck are you talking about?
It's a big game. Anyway. <All right>. Anyway.
So what have you been up to, Ryan?
Playing a lot of poker on the old tablet. I want to play some GTA, but no one plays GTA anymore.
I'm down.
There's so much new shit
on there. Our schedules are so different.
They are.
That could change in the near future. I might be working an earlier shift, but
well, that'd be nice.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
I haven't played too many games. I played something. I can't remember what. That's how memorable it was. I'm almost completely caught up on Game of Thrones. So there, boy, that season 7, the first episode. Oh my god,
it was great. Wasn't
texting
it?
Texting people like, "Can you fuck?" Like, yeah, we watched it Aria, fucking 6 months ago. You asshole.
Aria was amazing in that opening scene.
So that was good. That everything, just so much stuff happened. It was great. So I can't wait to get fully caught up. Cleaning. I've been cleaning a lot.
Cleaning house. Cleaning house. I forgot to mention I went up to Idaho last week for the eclipse.
Right. How was that?
The eclipse was incredible. That was fucking awesome. 100% eclipse. You didn't need glasses. You could just stare directly at the...
Don't stare at the sun. They said it right on the radio.
You're not supposed to stare at the sun until it's 100% eclipsed. And then for about 3 minutes, you can stare at it.
Does it have that big ring around it, like Heroes?
Yeah, because with the glasses on, you can't see anything. Hmm. You have to take them off to see it at that point. Pretty fucking cool. I got sick as fuck, though, while I was up there. And for 7 days, I was shitting my brains out, not eating, and just stayed in bed. And I lost about 6 pounds in a week. Nice.
Shit weight.
Yes. And then I gained it all back when I started eating again. So
that's too bad.
But I'm down 48 pounds.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Here, let me give you one of these.
Thank you.
Good job.
I'm almost down below 200 pounds.
Nice. I'm really proud of you.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
I am still fat as all fuck. I haven't lost anything. As a matter of fact, I feel like I've gained weight. I haven't weighed myself, but man, I feel so fat.
You probably have. It seems like you've been hitting it hard.
Beer. Someone's got to drink all this beer.
Well, I'm here to help.
Yeah, so that's what I've been doing, drinking myself to death.
Well, good for you.
Accelerating
man.
That process.
Good for you.
Pickling my guts.
Yum.
So, what's in the? What do you want to talk about? You in the news there?
Well, I mean, other than the Crow reboot, which why the fuck?
Can I just? One is this? This one? There you go. I don't even like the Crow.
The Crow Reborn.
I don't even like the Crow. First of all,
yeah, seriously.
And why? I understand some people like are all emo and they have posters of it in their rooms.
Right. I think part of its success was the fact that Brandon Lee was killed. During the making of the film.
It made it that much more tragic.
Yes. It made it that much more emotional and goth for all those people who paint their fingernails black and dye their hair black and then wear black clothes to be different. So not really, really excited about that. But
when I was in high school, I dyed my hair black. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would paint my fingernails black.
I don't know why
wear black clothes.
You would need to dye your hair black.
And I never liked The Crow.
Yeah?
Never liked it. Guess I you'd figure I was their target demographic.
Yeah, you'd think. Yeah. I let a girl paint my fingernails black once, and my dad got real upset. I was just trying to hang out with this chick, so whatever.
I grew up on the set of Roseanne. My mom didn't care what I did.
But this article also makes mention of the fact that Sony is doing a Venom movie starring Tom Hardy.
As Venom?
Yeah, which I'm kind of into.
Yeah, I mean, he could be, because that was the thing about Spider-Man 3. Well, there was many, many things about Spider-Man 3, but that was one of the things. Is
like emo Spider-Man.
Yeah, like the fucking, what is his name? Not Tobey Maguire, the kid from that 70s show.
Topher Grace. Topher, Toph.
As Eddie Brock. Eddie Brock is a big old meathead.
Yeah.
He needs to be played by a big old meathead.
Topher Grace is a... Twink. He's a little tiny man.
Tom Hardy nowadays, he's a big old meathead.
Yeah, he's perfect.
So yeah, I think this could work out really well.
I think he'd be a good Venom.
That could be cool.
He's got that voice.
When the symbiote covers his face up, he's still, I'll get you, Spider-Man.
I like Venom because he's an anti-hero. He kind of is, he's a bad guy, but he's also a good guy like the Punisher. Mm. So I think that could be
like a
cool.
Good guy without limits. Like
right. Like Batman killed people.
It's like Judge Dredd. There's right and there's wrong, and if you're wrong, then you don't get to live anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But they're also, after that, making a Black Cat and Silver Sable team-up movie called Silver and Black. So, there's that.
Live action?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Yeah. Hey. I didn't really look into that.
They're really reaching, huh?
Yeah, they're kind of running out of...
Well, Sony owns the Spider-Man franchise.
Right.
So they're just going to just pull
whatever
everything
characters
they
can rip out of there.
Out of the spider hat, yep.
Let's do that. Yeah. Let's get a Hobgoblin movie. And nothing but Hobgoblin.
Why not?
No heroes. Just one single bad guy.
And what was there was Hobgoblin and then Green Goblin.
Green Goblin.
Okay, yeah. Hobgoblin was the son, right?
I don't know.
He was orange instead of green.
I don't read a lot of
Spider-Man. Big change there.
I'm familiar with the characters, but not that familiar. Not a big Spider-Man guy. Did you see my, speaking of Spider-Man, did you see my new Venom art?
Spider-Man?
Hanging up in the hallway there?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's not at the end of the hallway. You'll see it when you
I'll go look at it right now.
God, I'll go look at it right now. Where that Evil Dead poster was hanging, I took that off and put the
Speaking
Venom
of comic book movies, Warner Brothers is trying to get Martin Scorsese to do a Joker origin film.
No!
Starring Leonardo DiCaprio. No.
That could work.
Jared Leto's not happy about it.
Because remember, okay, so when Leo first started getting big, mm-hmm. that was what everyone was saying. He's the next Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson was the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. But no, so this is dumb because that's the thing about the Joker, is he doesn't have an origin. He just exists.
He does have an origin.
He's just pure evil. Yeah, but you don't know what he was, the Red Hood, and he fell on the thing.
Yeah,
that's all you know. You don't know who he was, where he came from.
He was a failed magician/comedian.
Just had one bad night, and it turned into the Joker. You don't need to know his whole backstory. He just exists as evil. That's it. He is just chaos.
Yeah, I don't need a Joker origin film, and I don't need Martin Scorsese to be involved in it.
God, yeah, I just see Robert De Niro and, you know.
Right? Bobbert.
Like a Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
I mean, it is steeped in mafia, like, culture, the whole Joker origin story. The
it's
mafia
true.
And
yeah.
Gotham's underbelly.
Only if we get Joe Pesci to be the Joker.
I could get on
That'd
board with
great.
That.
That'd be great.
Oh, you think I'm funny? Oh, and then, of course...
And where does he get those wonderful toys?
Right? Oh, please, no. Not okay with that. And then they're officially moving forward with a Obi-Wan Kenobi standalone film.
But did we talk about this 2 weeks ago?
No, it was on the docket to talk about, but we skipped over it.
But they have no one attached to it at all, right?
No one attached. They don't know what time frame it's going to take place during. It could be pre-episode 1. It could be post-episode 6. Episode 3, between 3 and 4. I think that would be a prime storytelling time frame.
Yeah, like where, because he is, you know, 40, mm-hmm. and then he's 70.
Yeah.
Or how are you 20 years later or so? So what happened in those 20 years?
Yeah, when he was in hiding and running from the Empire, probably, I would imagine, trying to help other Jedi hide.
Did he go straight to Tatooine and just find a fucking, give away the babies and go find a hole to live in? Nothing else happened?
Right, exactly. He just lived in the desert by himself.
Just 2 hours of him watching Netflix.
Just getting fatter.
20 years.
So I posed like a question to you guys. Because there is talks of doing other standalone Star Wars movies about other characters like Boba Fett or Jabba the Hutt even. Not sure I care to watch a Jabba the Hutt movie. But what...
By Scorsese, though. It could be a gangster
Ooh.
Movie.
Ooh. The seedy underbelly of Tatooine.
Right. That's right. Scum and villainy.
There it is. You could be onto something.
All right. Scorsese on the phone.
Disney, we're available. We got good ideas. And we're very available.
So do you have a character in mind that you'd like to see? Origin story or...
Well, I was thinking I just want to see a Princess Leia porn, but I think I have seen that, so...
I could probably pull that up right now.
Right?
But I think...
some daddy issues there.
I think the characters, I've always been most interested in, like, knowing more about exactly how they came to be and everything, and I don't know, I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, so maybe mm-hmm. it's out there, but... R2-D2 and what's his name? The Golden
C-3PO?
Yeah, yeah. There's like, how did they come to be? How did they come to be friends? Maybe a coming-of-age tale.
Well, that actually is covered in the prequels. Star Wars Episode One.
That's why I don't know it.
Anakin, young Anakin of 8 years old, made C-3PO from scratch.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Interesting.
Because that's a thing that eight-year-olds do.
That right. Fucking, that, what is that, Oral Knots channel when he wakes up? He's like, why don't I have any skin? And then for the rest of the time, he's just obsessed with like peeling people's skin off. If you haven't seen that, you gotta go watch it. I haven't seen that. It's fucking great.
Because, yeah, in the beginning, he didn't have the gold casing. It was just wires and parts.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, and R2-D2, do we know his how he came into the mix? I don't remember.
Wasn't he just a protocol droid that belonged to the I don't know what to call him.
Senator
or whatever. I don't remember because he was with Qui-Gon Jinn at some point.
Yeah.
I don't remember how he came into the fold. Maybe he was just, it was just accepted that he was always there. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to erase prequels R2, out of my brain.
R2-D2 is eternal. He's just.
He is.
He just is.
He's always been.
He's like, he always will be.
That's right. To tell the story of R2-D2's origin would take a millennia.
Right. It's to tell the story of the universe.
Tale as old as time.
So you want to see like a buddy team up R2-D2.
Like a buddy cop movie.
Yeah.
That could be cool. Yeah, like a Will Ferrell, you know, Mark Wahlberg, but with what
about,
those two.
How about R2-D2 and C-3PO between episode 3 and 4?
Yeah, because there's almost 20 years of stuff. What happened there?
20 years.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
They could team up and they could solve crime on Alderaan.
Look here, R2.
I found a clue.
Oh, R2.
Dust for Prince R2. Anyway.
And then
CSI Alderaan.
And then you could mash that into the Martin Scorsese, you know, now they've done the detective stuff.
Okay.
And then they go into the Martin Scorsese, you know, Tatooine.
There we go. Sort of Jabba criminal. The Hutt's.
Yeah.
Crime.
Or maybe drama. Yeah, maybe they're trying to break up the crime syndicate.
Crime drama.
Yeah, they obviously don't. Do it.
They're not successful.
Yeah, because they're robots.
And, well, C-3PO is a pussy.
He is a huge pussy.
He's a big golden pussy.
Big golden piss. Well, now Kenny Baker's dead. You can't just put any midget in that thing.
Oh, true. Too soon.
You can't just throw a midget in the robot.
You can't just throw a midget in a metal box. Why not?
I don't want to live in this country anymore.
This is not a world I want to live in.
I'm going to go with Watto.
Watto?
Yeah, I want a Watto movie.
Which one's Watto?
He was the one that owned Anakin and Smee Skywalker.
That's right, the slave owner.
Yeah. I want to know what goes on a day in the life of Watto. You know, there's pod racing, there's slave buying.
He's selling parts.
Yeah, he's a junker. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
He's immune to Jedi powers.
That's right. So what goes on in the life of Watto? Like what?
Okay.
Give him some kind of stupid task that is, or, yeah. I just don't know how to flesh his story out.
Yeah.
But did I say flesh? I meant flesh.
Flush.
Flesh.
Flush it out, dude.
Flush it out, man. But, you know, you could make that fun. Plus, I mean, he's a huge, like, racial stereotype, which is
how
fun.
Many movies can we have that take place on Tatooine? That's the question.
Are they all? These are all okay, well, let's do a Wookiee movie then.
That could be interesting.
That would be good.
It's all subtitles and nothing but, oh, the whole fucking
time. It just takes
time.
Place on Kashyyyk.
Yeah, that would be so awful. Just having to listen. Those are some of my least favorite things.
Like the Ewok movie.
Those are some of my least favorite things from fucking Knights of the Old Republic was having to read all the subtitles when Ewoks are going.
You mean Wookiees?
Yeah, Wookiees, whatever. Just fucking speak English, man.
They should reboot the Ewok film.
Yeah. We just get another Star Wars Christmas special.
There we go.
Full of Ewoks.
See, now my film idea also takes place on Tatooine, and it could actually, I guess, be lumped into the Jabba the Hutt story. Salacious Crumb. The creepy little laughing dude
that he eventually ate
on Jabba's lap. No, he didn't eat him.
Didn't he eat him?
No.
Oh, no, R2, he was one of those rat
remember
things.
R2 shocked him and he leapt up and he was hanging on to the ceiling.
Woo!
But then the cruise barge crashed. Remember, it went down in the desert.
But what kind of interesting things does Salacious Crumb do?
I'm thinking he's like a super mind, a criminal mastermind.
Like he's the one calling all the shots.
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt is just a figurehead, and Salacious Crumb is the one behind the scenes, kind of like Joe Pesci. He's just a criminal mastermind who's really the brains behind everything, and he just sits around just laughing at things.
Because he's like, this is all going exactly how I planned it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all what right. I'm thinking.
You can have your Salacious Crumb movie then.
Okay. Disney, I'm available. I'll say it again. Ryan Reynolds, let him know.
What else you got?
That is it.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Oh, and I have this bag of Loot Crate shit.
Oh, yeah. Show me what you got.
All right. So I used to subscribe to Loot Crate. I don't anymore because they just send you a box of nerd stuff. And all of it, almost all of it, I would just give away anyway. So it was like $20 a month.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of stuff around here.
Yeah, and you're about to get some more.
Cool. Let's see what we got. I will describe all of it in great detail.
Let's start with that right
what
there.
What is this? This is a Harley Quinn figurine. Q-Fig. Q-M-F. I don't understand what this brand name is. Q-Figures.
I don't either. But that comes with...
It's the classic Harley Quinn, though. It's not the Suicide Squad one.
On the back, there's a picture of the Suicide
Squad. There is, but I prefer the classic one. What is this?
That comes with... Yeah,
Harley Quinn comic.
There you go.
Is she smoking a bong? What is this? I think she has a bong on the cover here. And this is another different version of Harley Quinn that I am unfamiliar with. It's a Loot Crate exclusive, number one. Like there would be another
In
one.
Keeping with the Batman theme, here's this thing.
Oh... Okay, a Joker painted wooden figurine. What does it do?
With an extra head for some reason.
Just in case.
Just in case you lose the head. None of the other parts came with extras. Because
why not?
It comes apart for some reason.
The heads look exactly the same.
Yep, it's not even a different expression. I'm not sure why it's shaped like a... Why is there a
I don't part... know.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know what this is.
If you don't want it, it's going in the trash.
This is a weird thing to own. Why would they make this? And it's got holes in his hands like he could hold something, but it didn't come with anything for him to hold.
Look at the box. There, it's a set. There's more of these things. Look at the back. There's a Batman and a Superman one.
Is this so you can change your heads out? So like you can have a Batman head? Oh, I broke it.
His hand came off. Does his head fit in the hand spot?
No. I wish.
It's like a weird... Mr. Potato Head thing.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on here.
Except
this is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in the Loot Crate.
Yeah, Loot Crate has some weird shit. But here, this is actually a cool one.
Ooh, Batman keychain. Ooh.
Yep, that's the Batwing.
Ooh, it's the Batwing. Oh, that would suck so much in your pocket.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that'd be the worst thing to put in your pocket ever.
That would be awful. Why?
Lawsuits are coming.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got this.
Terminator metal.
Terminator thing. Head metal plate thing.
It's a plate. Yeah, that's
I'm not what sure.
It looks like the kind of thing that would come in a special edition DVD in the front.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you do what you want with that. Then we have.
Hey, the Predator.
Ooh, Predator's cool.
A little Predator.
Cute little Predator thing.
Action figure thing.
Dreadlocks.
Oh, his head barely moves. Why would you make his head be able to move if he's got these huge dreadlocks?
I don't know why any of these things exist.
It's like a chibi Predator.
Don't you dare say chibi. Don't you dare. Oh, this is a Predator exclusive to AVP. So how old is this? What warehouse did they find that in? It seriously says Alien vs. Predator on the bottom. Oh, the right hand of doom. A ceramic bank. This is actually pretty cool.
Is it a bank?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a fist.
It was a ceramic bank right there on the front.
Look at that. Do you need help opening the box?
No, man. I got it. Let's see. I like me some Hellboy.
There you go. Oh, it is a bank. Look at that. It's got a little thing on the bottom that opens.
Cool.
That is pretty neat. I want a bank.
It's like 30 cents worth of change you can put in there.
It's not a big bank. There's, for some reason.
That's a car.
It's Eleanor from Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, good. They really know their core audience, huh?
That's right.
What is this, like a Shelby GT Mustang 1967?
Got a couple of patches for your battle vest.
Oh, yeah, I'll be sure to put those on there.
It's a Galaxy Quest patch.
Galaxy Quest, what is this owl thing?
I don't know.
Okay, I need to post a picture of this on Twitter, and if
someone knows,
someone go to our Twitter and look this picture up and tell me what the fuck this is, because I don't understand it.
Okay, so almost out of stuff here. There's some stickers.
Stickers. Let's see what kind of stickers we got here. Viva la Nerdolution. And this one just says nerd and has a robot on it. Nerd machine. Nerd. This is it, huh?
That is it. Some nerd stickers.
Why would you?
I don't know. Ugh. There's a comic book.
4001 AD.
No idea what that is.
It looks like some kind of ninja half robot, man.
And you're going to love this.
Not if it was 2000 AD. Oh, multipass. Lilu Dallas, multipass.
It's the actual multipass.
This is great. I love that movie.
From The Fifth Element.
Yeah, this one's awesome.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you a hug for this one. I like this.
Okay. I like hugs.
I could put my badge for work in there.
Oh, look at that. I didn't even know it slid out.
It slides out. It's just a little tight on the end right here. Huh. Keep it in there.
I like it when it's tight on the end.
Mm. Yes, she knows. It's a multi-pass. That's pretty cool. Well, thanks, man.
Yeah, you bet.
That is cool.
So, yeah, if you don't want any of that.
I can't wait to throw half of this away.
Exactly. I was cleaning my room, and I just had boxes of shit. I gave all the video game-related stuff to Mark from DualShockers, and I figured I'd give you all the movie-related stuff.
And comic books.
And comic book stuff.
Cool.
There awesome. You go. So, there's that.
I still don't understand the extra Joker head. I gotta take a picture of this crap and put it online.
I don't it's either. So it's pretty strange.
There. I did it. I figured out what's going on. He's got eyes in the back of his head now.
Yep. Not quite.
No shit.
Doesn't make any sense why just, there's an extra head, and it was prominently displayed in the packaging. Like, hey, there's an extra head in case you lose the first one.
Well, it does, like, fall right out. It does. Very, very easily. All right.
Don't lose your head.
I bet these arms pop right off, too. Oh, God.
Yeah, the whole thing comes apart.
Why?
I don't know. It's like a Mr. Potato Head thing.
So you can make a bunch of different...
But it's a wooden Joker.
Okay. This is dumb.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hate it.
Loot Crate. Yeah, you kind of missed on that one. Swing and a miss. There you go.
So I've taken the arms off, and now I have attached the hands to the shoulders. So he's got little tiny...
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you want to take this outside? All right.
Classic.
You want to do our steel reeling?
Yeah, let's dive into the...
It's my turn. It's my turn to do something terrible to everyone.
Ryan's idea this week for a movie, and we're going to flesh it out, or flush it out, I should say.
Flesh. Put some flesh on it.
I'm excited. All right.
So my idea, in the midst of all of these terrible licensed movies, and, you know, like, there's going to make a Tetris movie, and they just made that stupid emoji movie, and a Trolls movie, and where else can we reach? What else do we need to make? Cheetos. The Cheeto movie.
Chester Cheetah?
With Chester Cheetah.
I'm on board already.
So, I need to know what kind of movie this is.
Okay.
So, you have to pick one of these. Is it a... like a soul searching, feel good type comedy, like a Joe Dirt or like a like Billy Madison, where you know he truly finds himself, but it's funny at the same time. Is this going to be like a gritty origin story,
okay.
like a Batman Begins or Superman?
How he became
Begins?
Chester
I don't remember what it was called. Where does Chester Cheetah come from? What motivates Chester Cheetah to be so cheesy?
Was he bitten by a radioactive Cheeto?
Or is it just going to be another Lego movie?
Another Lego movie?
Yeah.
Good question. Any thoughts?
Yeah. No, I mean, at first I was thinking action movie, but then with those three.
An action film?
Yeah.
Because he was, you remember how he used to get hurt all the time?
Right.
It ain't easy being cheesy. And he'd do that thing and shake his head. I'm thinking he's a tortured soul. It ain't easy being cheesy.
It's true.
Where that fits into one of those categories, I'm not sure. We'll figure this out.
I think that would be an origin.
You think origin? Like he's tortured.
It could be like a gritty comedy origin, like Roger Rabbit. It was kind of gritty, but it was still a comedy.
So it's like live action, but he's a cartoon character.
Yeah. Now it is a good. Yeah, that was the next question. Is the whole thing animated, or is it live action with him animated?
Well, I think. Well, in the recent commercials, he is CGI.
Right.
And it's live action.
So he doesn't stick with that theme.
Maybe, because I'm thinking, like, you brought up Roger Rabbit, and I think that's a good way to go with it. it's all live action except for him. And maybe do we throw in other cameos from other spokes?
That's another thing I had here. Do we put in other mascots from other,
like Lucky from the Lucky Charms?
Yeah,
could be in there.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Other tortured souls. Like, I mean, there's the rabbit,
Tony
from Trix.
The Tiger.
He's always trying to get his hands on those tricks, and the kids won't let him.
Right.
His life's not easy either. Maybe they hang out at a bar. They hang out at a bar where they just kind of drink to forget how hard their lives are, because they just want, like Lucky just wants some fucking Lucky Charms. The kids are always stealing his shit.
Right, right.
You know, but,
or like the M&Ms. I mean, people are always trying to eat them. I mean, that's got to be super inconvenient.
That's got to be a hard life, yeah. Always on the run from humans from trying to eat you.
Then they've got the pink M&M, so there's like that sexual tension going
She's
on
green,
there.
She's green, isn't she?
It's the green,
the green
one.
Yeah, the green one.
Yeah.
Sexual tension between Chester Cheetah and the green M&M. All right, so here's the one thing I will not budge on. No matter which way the movie goes,
okay,
it has to be Will Arnett.
Will Arnett?
It has to be. He's got the voice for it, and I think his voice would be perfect for
that. And he's got the comedic timing and the delivery.
That rough kind of that Chester Cheetah has.
So if it's Will Arnett, it has to be funny. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a comedy.
Right.
But is, I think, maybe a gritty origin.
Or is he just the comedy element that is surrounded by a larger movie?
Okay,
and he's like, just like, he's like the Rob Schneider of the Stallone movie.
Rob Schneider is Will Arnett is Rob Schneider, and he's learning it's not so easy being cheesy. So, like, it's like a serious movie, but he's kind of the comedic role, like. Shit keeps happening to him.
Again, like Roger Rabbit, where the human side of it, most of those people were serious most of the time. Or at least Eddie was. But then you had the cartoon characters who were goofy all the time.
So
which
in this
was a good mix.
Is he the spokesperson for Cheetos in this? Or is this just about
him? It depends
him?
On where it goes. Is this a gritty origin? Then no, he's not.
Okay. No, I'm thinking it's a gritty origin. And the ending, we're going to give him a happy ending, of course.
Right.
All Chesters deserve a happy ending.
I guess. You've been saying that to me for years. You're not going to get one.
Come on.
Just the foot massage. That's
Please.
All you get.
I'll take it. I'll give myself a happy ending while you do that. So, okay, maybe at the end of the movie, his life finally starts to get better because he lands this deal.
Right.
He's not even trying to... He's in L.A. trying to make it as an actor.
Okay. Now,
no?
Hold on. Bear with me real quick. So, when you start the movie off, Cheetos is like the big omni-evil corporation, right?
Of course they are.
Because for some reason, Cheetos control the world, right? There's just something about it. It's like Mom Corp.
Okay.
They just control everything.
They're just pulling strings.
And throughout a series of events, which unfold in front of Mr. Cheetah, he ends up taking down the whole company, and then he is named the new CEO. So now he is Chester Cheetah.
Okay.
The Cheetos Cheetah.
So let's see. Cheetos was originally, it's owned by Lay's.
Yes.
They were invented by Charles Elmer Doolin.
Is that where you get Chester from?
Who also created Fritos.
Oh.
And they were invented in 1948.
So he just like picks a word and puts an O on the end and it's a new chip?
I guess. So, yeah. Cheetos.
Fritos.
They're part of PepsiCo.
But yeah, that's
Frito-Lay is owned by PepsiCo. So, is Pepsi the evil conglomerate? Or is Fritos?
No, I don't think you need to go that far
or
into there.
Just Cheetos.
It's just Cheetos as a company.
Okay.
Because the Cheeto thing has gotten out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're making, like, everything out of Cheetos, breading stuff in it and frying it. Like, who is that lesbian chef? Anne Burrell? Is that her name? Something like that?
I don't know.
The blonde one.
The blonde one. Yeah. She opened up, like, a... What do they call those restaurants that are there for, like, a day? Like, a pop-up restaurant or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
They opened one of those where they just sold a whole bunch of stuff coated in Cheetos, fried with Cheetos, made with Cheetos. There's a whole Cheeto restaurant.
Okay.
That they had open for like a day.
I'm into it.
And that's kind of where I got the idea. I'm just, this Cheeto thing is fucking out of control.
Okay. So. I like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah. Mm. I like the jalapenos.
There's jalapeno like, Cheetos?
Yeah, there's just one that's just jalapeno and cheese instead of flaming hot, ambiguous flavor.
Ambiguously hot
spice.
Cheetos.
It tastes like spices.
So spice. Okay, so Cheetos is this big conglomerate that kind of controls every aspect of...
Yeah. Somehow. I don't know how to get that working yet. And I'm sure there's some Jewish writer out there that can make my dreams into reality.
Okay. So this is like a dystopian future, maybe, where Cheetos owns everything?
Maybe. Or just an alternative universe where Cheetos runs the world. They're okay. Like Shinra, but with cheesy poofs.
Okay. All right.
So somehow he finds out a way, through a series of events, I don't even think he means to do it. But he kind of stumbles into it where he ends up taking them down, where he is like the...
So in this movie...
The reluctant hero.
Chester Cheetah is working against Cheetos.
Not on purpose. He just kind of falls into it. And then suddenly he makes it his mission. But he doesn't start off trying to take down Cheeto. Mm-hmm. Something just happens where it puts him in that situation... We're taking down Cheetos is the best course of action.
Okay.
Maybe he's trying to get laid or something. Who knows?
Maybe he's he's getting a BJ behind the bar where all the spokes
from Betty Crocker
animals hang out.
From the Morton Salt girl.
There you go. Or
wait, hold on. She's 8.
Aunt Jemima. is blowing him.
He's just standing behind a bar going, oh, and then you see an umbrella come up.
she's licking syrup off his cat dick. And we're going to show all of that. Full penetration. Full. That's the twist.
He's eating her out with his rough-ass cat tongue.
Oh, God.
Sandpaper.
She's just squirting syrup on it.
Yeah. He's cleaning her hair with his cat tongue.
Gives her a tongue bath. Taking her from behind and just...
Oh, God. And she likes it rough. Okay, so they're back behind the bar. Fooling around, and he overhears some Cheetos executives having a conversation. Maybe he witnesses them killing someone,
or maybe there has to be some motivation there. Like, I don't think Chester Cheetah is the kind of guy who is going to be like, he heard these CEOs were saying something. They're just talking about something evil, and he's like, I need to do something about this. It has to be something that benefits him personally.
I think he witnesses them killing someone who was going to go public with this information. So they're back behind the bar and he's getting a BJ from Aunt Jemima and these executives are back there with some guy who works for them who knows too much, and he's like, I'm going to go public. And so the executive murders that guy, and Chester Cheetah just happens to like be there and witnesses it.
Or maybe he knows this guy, whoever it is. So he's sitting at the bar. He's getting head right now? During all of this?
Yeah, back behind a dumpster.
Or does he get like, oh, okay, okay. And then he goes back inside, sits next to his buddy, Blank. His buddy used to work for Cheeto, and he hears these guys talking about this, whatever, mm-hmm. and it's setting him off. He's triggered. Right? Because he wants to go public now. He needs to go public. Mm-hmm. And then they kill his buddy. They take him out. They do whatever you have to do.
He's really cheesed off.
Yeah, whatever you have to do to kill a cartoon character. They did put him in that dip or whatever. That's it.
So they murder his buddy.
Yeah. Would have to be another Chip. Are there any other Chip mascots? I mean, Chips aren't really the girl from Santitas. Oh, yeah, the Pringle guy. It's the Pringles guy.
Right? We haven't seen him in a long time. What happened to him?
He's been Mr. Peanut for a while, that's why.
Yeah. I just read that Cheetos in China, they have a flavor called Savory American Cream.
Yeah, I'll give them that.
And in Japan, they have Strawberry Cheetos. So
Japan is so weird.
Just threw that out there, right? They probably have dolphin flavor too. Anyway, okay. So he witnesses this, but then the executives have to know that he saw it because that's when they come after him,
right? And then it's almost like an enemy of the state kind of deal.
He's a cheetah, of course.
You can't catch him. He's too fast.
He's running is his life,
right?
Yeah.
So
But like in him escaping and trying to,
maybe he was a spokesman for some shoe company first, because of running shoes, because he's a cheetah.
Oh, okay.
So he okay, maybe that has nothing to do with the story. That's just or he was trying to get a job doing that or something, who knows, but he was hanging out at the bar where all the animated characters hang out. We'll come up with a good name for the bar. But so they witness, or they know that he witnessed this murder, and he knows what his friend told him, or his friend gave him something.
Right, gives him like a zip drive, or like a zip drive, like a fucking USB drive.
Yeah.
What year is it? <Zip drive. laughs>
So his friend hands him something or leaves him something. He's just like, hold on to this, you know, like he's kind of like stressed out and feels like someone's after him. And Chester's like, you know, I just think you need to relax and have a drink, man. You're real paranoid. Next thing he knows, his friend dies, and he's got the evidence that his friend was trying to go public with. So they come after him, and
right. So that's kind of, he falls into it. He doesn't want to do it, but he just fell into that.
He's forced to.
They killed his friend. They're after him. He has mm-hmm. to do this to survive.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's more Chester Cheetah right there.
Okay.
He will do it. He needs to preserve the self.
That's right.
He's not self-righteous.
Right, because it's not easy being cheesy, it's as true. We all know.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the cheese that goes crunch.
Great. So he does some like RoboCop style company takedown thing where you got to get to the top and take the head dude down. I'm not sure how he does that, and it's probably way less RoboCop. Probably a lot less murder.
Well, somehow he's trying to go public with this information, and he's reaching out to these other spokespeople trying to get him to help out, right? What spokesperson do you think he would reach out to that might help him? I mean,
he needs to reach out to someone that will help him.
Because I mean,
then turn as soon as he gets closer to the end,
they turn on.
He's got to turn on him.
Okay,
right? Tony the Tiger.
You think Tony the Tiger Tony would do that Tiger. To a fellow cat? Yeah.
Yep.
Now, what makes you think Tony the Tiger is two-faced like that?
I think his voice sounds like a black guy. I wish Charles was here for that. Who could be voiced by Keith David?
There you go.
Well, yeah. Of the animated cats, Tony is really the big cat.
Yeah.
In that okay. scenario, so.
He is the big
he's
cat.
He's the one calling the shots behind the scenes the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, big so he's secretly with Cheetos.
Right. So then it gets to the point where, like, they're going to die and Tony the Tiger or whatever, or like Chester's going to fall off of something, and Tony's like, give me the USB drive or whatever. And he hands it to him and he goes, that's great. And then he drops him.
Like in a Scar Mufasa moment?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. And then he falls, but he doesn't die. He comes back.
He gets up and he's like,
I killed Mufasa. And then, okay, so he falls. As he falls, it's the cheese that goes. Crunch.
You got to get enough of that marketing wank. I haven't seen any of the guys' other stupid
but he accordions
movies, but I wonder if do they really, like, have you watched the Troll movie yet?
No.
Like, how many times do they pimp the fact that they sell troll dolls? Like,
I don't know. I have no interest in watching that kind of garbage.
Yeah. So a lot of people do. So I'm going to make a lot of money off of this movie.
Yeah, man, I'm in. I'm into it. So Keith David does the voice of Tony the Tiger?
Obviously.
Okay, are there any other... So somebody has to help him, right? Or he...
I'd like... You know what else I like? I like Snap, Crackle, and Pop as, okay, like, evil enforcers. Like, they work for Cheetos, too.
They work for Tony.
Like, they're the ones, like, yeah. So, like, his buddy stumbles out back behind the bar and through the alley, and he stops to take a piss, and a limo pulls up, and Snap, Crackle, Pop jump out, and they each have like a different weapon, like a bat or like some kind of blunt weapon. They're not, uh-huh, gonna use guns or anything. They're, okay, they're better than that.
Yeah.
And they walk over and they just beat that guy to death or whatever.
They snap his bones, yeah, and Crackle and Pop and,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. I like it that they're...
So one guy breaks, yeah, that'd be the scene. Like right when you finish him, like, yeah, one guy grabs his arm, snap. And another one like grabs something and it makes like a crackle sound. And then,
and then, well, and I then, think then Pop does have a gun. And dude's on the ground, and he just puts the gun to his head and goes, pop.
I like that. Okay.
Pops, okay, a cap in his ass, dude.
I think the crackle could be he tases him. So he breaks his, they break his arm, they tase him, and then they shoot him.
Yeah.
Snap, crackle, pop.
I like it. So Snap has a bat, maybe.
Yeah.
That crackle makes, like, has that a taser.
Sound when you hit somebody.
And Pop has a gun.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
I mean, you could throw whatever characters you want in there, because you could have this whole league of, like, underground mascots that all know that Frito-Lay is illegal. Now, I don't know how you're going to get Frito-Lay on board with this by admitting that they're evil.
You don't think that they would license this film?
So far, no.
So does it, in the end, does it work out for Frito-Lay?
Like, no, well, kind of. He takes down the whole board of directors and everything, mm-hmm. and then there is a vote, a shareholders meeting vote, and they vote him the new CEO. So now he is the head of Frito-Lay.
Okay.
He gets to make all of the Cheetos.
Now I'm thinking of Tony the Tiger as a Shere Khan kind of. You remember in
Tailspin,
yeah. How Shere Khan was like the head of an evil corporation?
Yeah.
And he had like the pinstripe suit, and he just looked real dapper.
He looked like the kingpin with a cat head.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and a Sean Connery-esque voice.
I think that makes sense.
I can see Tony the Tiger in a similar role.
Okay,
but but I think he should always be the head. I don't think he should be Chester Cheetah's buddy or pretending to be.
That turns
buddy.
On him.
I think maybe someone else. Like the rabbit from Trix, who plays Trix, could be him.
Maybe. It's got to be someone that you can trust completely. And then you could go, no.
Or Lucky.
You wouldn't do that to me.
Lucky from Lucky Charms.
Right. Or like the Cheerios Bee.
The Cheerios Bee. I like
He's so wholesome.
Because he stings him in the end. Turns around and stings him, and it costs him his life. He turns on him. I like that. Okay, I like that.
It turns on him.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
I don't get it. All right, so I think, though, that it should be Lucky, not the Pringles guy. Lucky from Lucky Charms.
Up at the bar?
Up at the bar, because he's paranoid already. They're after his Lucky Charms.
It's true.
They're always after his Lucky Charms.
Right, always. But his Lucky Charms turn out to be discs full of information.
That's right.
So we've been talking about this whole time. Not talking about cereal.
Yeah. It's information.
This is the only thing keeping him alive, the fact that he is the one that holds all of the information. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Those are his Lucky Charms.
They're after me, Lucky Charms. You got to help me. You got to help me, Chester. They're after me, Lucky Charms.
Man, you've been saying that tired shit for about 25 years now.
Right? Oh, they're always after your Lucky Charms. I know.
He gets real serious, zooms real far on his face, and he hands him the discs or whatever to, and he's like, you need to take care of my Lucky Charms. And he runs off.
It's a zip drive.
Zip drive.
it's a flash drive or whatever.
No,
you know?
It obviously has to be those little tiny CDs that no one uses.
Well, I was thinking a USB drive that's shaped like a four leaf clover.
Or ooh, even better, I got it. It's kind of fat and black on the end, but it's got a rainbow coming out of it, and that's like down the shaft of the stick. So it looks like a little rainbow coming out of a pot of gold.
Okay,
and the end of it is where the stick is at.
Okay,
yeah.
That's where the gold is.
That's where the gold is. It's at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
I like it.
This is starting to turn into some Christopher Nolan type shit. It's got a deeper meaning than any of us can comprehend.
I like it. Okay. So Lucky, they take him out back and kill him, snap, crackle, and pop, murder him.
Right. Because he knows those executives are back there in the booth, right? So mm-hmm. he leaves the back way.
Mm-hmm.
And then that car pulls up at the alley, snap, crackle, and pop, get out.
Yeah.
There's nowhere for him to go.
That's right.
He's a dead man.
And Chester's like, oh, you forgot this on the bar. And he goes out to give him his flash drive back.
He's already dead.
And he witnesses them killing him. And he like, oh, fuck. So then they see him.
Well, they're done. They're getting in the car. And like, Pop is the last one in the car right when Chester opens the door to the alley. And then Pop looks over and kind of sneers at him. He sees him.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that he's been sawed, but he needs to leave because he just shot a gun. He's got to go. He can't go back over to Chester. He'll get him later. Right?
That's right. Yeah. They know where he lives.
I imagine it's some kind of filthy hovel.
So, Chester, does Lucky get any last words in before Is it like a dramatic death scene? The Chester runs over and is like, Lucky! And he holds him in his arms as he dies and is like, you have to tell the truth, Chester. Tell them about me, Lucky Charms.
And he still doesn't understand the significance of it.
Right.
Until he looks at the files.
Mm-hmm.
And then he knows that's when he needs to get involved. And that's when you know that it's not easy.
Yeah.
Being cheesy.
What is the conspiracy, though? What's on these files?
Oh, man. That's maybe some question. Maybe some Soylent Green type shit.
It turns out that Cheetos are made of people.
Yeah, either people or old mascots. That's what Cheeto dust is. It's ground up cartoon characters.
There you go. I like that.
That works.
That's why they taste so magical.
Yeah, they don't taste like any flavor we've ever. They don't taste like cheese. They don't taste. They taste like it's like salt and something vaguely dairy.
They taste like ground up dreams.
I imagine that's what a cartoon character would taste like.
Okay, I like it. The secret ingredient is cartoon characters.
Yeah. Okay, I can get down with that.
All right, so they're just murdering characters and turning them into Cheeto dust.
Yeah. And so now we've got...
The truth is out there.
We've got Will Arnett.
Okay.
Who, and we got Tony is... Obviously Keith David.
Keith David. Okay.
And then you got Snap, Crackle...
Snap, Crackle, Pop. And Pop.
Now who's going to play those three?
Oh, man. I don't know. Do they? Maybe they don't say anything.
Well, Pop has to say Pop.
Oh, yeah.
Pesci, De Niro, and...
Ray Liotta.
Okay.
Okay. I'm into that.
So, the cast of Goodfellas.
There you go. The Goodfellas. That's perfect. They're the Snap, Crackle, and Pop enforcers.
Yeah.
Okay. Lucky?
Lucky. It's got to be Sean someone. Connery. It's got to be someone Irish.
Who's the guy that plays Scarecrow in the Christopher Nolan films?
He's
the main character in Peaky Blinders.
He's got a weird name. Damn it, someone's probably yelling at us over the internet. You think him?
He's Irish.
Is he really Irish?
I don't know. He's in Peaky Blinders.
Liam Neeson's Irish, isn't he? he's too gruff. Take care of me, Lucky Charms.
That's right. They're after me, Lucky Charms. What about the guy who plays Cassidy in Preacher?
Yeah.
He's kind of comical. He's cartoony.
Maybe you just get for the name, you bring in Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor?
Yeah, just there for the name recognition.
I don't recognize that name.
He's the guy that just fought Mayweather.
Oh, I hate that dude.
Well.
He can't play a paranoid, harried cartoon character.
Okay.
He would try to just talk shit the entire voice acting session.
Probably.
I don't care for that. Okay. So the guy who plays Scarecrow, isn't he? It starts with a K, right?
Cillian Murphy.
That's right.
Just came to me. Okay. I'll let you have him. Okay. If you need him.
Cillian Murphy. There it is.
So Cillian Murphy.
Okay.
As who? Lucky?
He's an Irish actor. Yep. So perfect. He plays Lucky.
I don't know how much further you need. I mean, these could all be one-offs. Like, if you're going to do the M&Ms, you got to have Billy West, obviously.
Billy West is...
And who does the yellow M&M? Is that the guy that does Patrick?
Yeah, I think so.
What's his name?
Dauber.
The guy that played Dauber on Coach? Isn't that the same guy? Yeah,
Patrick,
that's the same guy.
Star. Let's see.
Come on.
Bill Fagerbakke.
Okay. Finger bangy.
Finger backy. Good name. All right. So Billy West and Bill Fagerbakke.
Yeah. Are the M&Ms.
All right. Is the green M&Ms in there too? Because we got to have a love interest.
Yeah, there has to be. Yeah.
But maybe she betrays him. Maybe he goes to her for help, and he's also trying to bang her, and it turns out that she's banging Tony the Tiger.
Maybe she catches him with Aunt Jemima behind the bar.
Ooh, Aunt Jemima's in there. That's right. Okay. Ryan, is that important?
Aunt Jemima?
Whatever you're doing with your phone there?
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Okay.
What about Aunt Jemima?
Well, we're trying to figure out, like, is the green M&M in there, or who betrays Chester?
Yeah, Aunt Jemima.
Because I kind of like the Trix Rabbit, but maybe we're too heavy-handed on the cereal characters.
I know. Cereal has so many characters, though. There's not a lot of chip characters. I mean, I guess you could throw the Gordon's Fisherman in there. Or the 7-Up Dot. Or the Chiquita Banana Lady.
Okay. Who else do we have?
I mean, there's tons of mascots, but half of them are cereal.
Mr. Clean?
Yeah.
Mr. Clean could be in there. Maybe he works at the bar. I could see Mr. Clean as a bartender. Yeah, he'd be a
bartender.
Cleaning glasses.
Yep.
Wiping down the bar. I could see that. I could see Mr. Clean is just...
Whose dick do you got to suck to get a drink around here? The big bald guy.
Ooh, Jolly Green Giant could be in there. Ho, ho, ho. Green Giant.
Getting his dick sucked.
Turns out not that big downstairs.
Hung like a pea.
Hung like a green bean. Okay.
So I'm kind of at a loss here because mine wasn't as fully fleshed out as Charles's was. His it's hard. You can't top that. That was Stockholm an amazing was movie. A good, I'm still thinking idea. About it, and it's a great idea.
Yeah.
This one was, I just wanted to make something stupid because movies have gotten so fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this would fit right in there. And I make a lot of money off of it. I mean, people went and watched Smurfs.
Right.
So at least I get rich. This has no artistic integrity whatsoever. I just want to get rich off of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Cheeto movie.
Yeah, it doesn't even need to be good. Just take your kids to it. It'll shut up for 2 hours.
Right.
It's one of those movies.
But this is about death and murder.
Yeah.
And crime.
It's like Death to Smoochie, where like it's funny and cute at the same time.
It's a good movie.
It's funny, it's cute, there's people getting beaten to death. It happens, you know, in the mascot world.
Okay. So he distributes the data somehow.
Yeah, he finds a way to get the data out.
How?
And then, I don't, geez, really? How? I don't know, the internet.
The internet?
Call a reporter.
But they're after him with this
call
whole time.
Call Lois Lane at the Daily Planet.
We need some other character who's like the hacker buddy who knows how to like distribute data, but they get the disk from him and he has to get it back or something. Or is it just on the run the whole time with the flash drive? And he has to get to his hacker friend who helps him try to disappear. And
who's the hacker? Come on.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Who is it?
That's what I'm asking.
It'd be a good mascot.
Does it have to be does it have to be another mascot?
Could it just be like a dude?
It could just be like a dude.
Just a regular dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it could just be like
Elijah Wood.
The sidekick guy from Deadpool.
I hate that guy.
Then it's definitely him.
Okay. I like Elijah Wood. I think he could play a good squirrely, like, shut-in nerd type.
Yeah.
But if you want TJ, what's his name? Is it TJ something? Lowerman?
Is that it?
TJ Miller. That's his name.
No, I mean, that could go either way. It's just got to be someone that... is nerdy. I think Elijah Wood may be too big of a name. It's got to be one of those. I've seen that guy in something.
Yeah.
I think one of those type of guys.
One of those type of guys.
Yeah. I've seen that guy in something.
What about Hacker Man from
Kung Fury? What about Danny Tamborelli?
Who's that? Danny?
From Pete and Pete from Grand Theft Auto 5. His son, Jimmy.
Danny Tamborelli. Oh, okay, yeah.
You could do that. The fat redhead.
The younger Pete from Pete and Pete. Okay.
How about him?
I'm down with that.
You're down with that? He doesn't get enough roles.
We need to represent a ginger. Ginger in there. Perfect. Okay. So just a regular dude.
He's not like a regular. I mean, he knows his shit, but he doesn't really have anything to do with the mascot world, right? He's a computer guy.
How does Chester know him? They went to school together.
From the bar?
They went to school together.
He's his pirate DVD guy.
Okay, he just buys.
He's the guy he buys pirated DVDs from.
He buys his bootleg movies.
Yeah, his bootleg movies.
So he needs help distributing this data. So that makes sense. This guy distributes. you know, bootleg information, movies, stuff like that.
Right.
He's got a chain, an underground chain.
This is stupid. This is stupid that I don't want to talk about it anymore. I had a really bad idea.
So you're done? Is that it? We're done?
Yeah, unless you can think of something else to add to it, because I mean,
no, I like it. I would watch this movie.
I would too.
If they could get all
Scorsese directs it.
If they could get all the licensing, maybe I'd consider it. But I just, you know, I don't think they're going to get it.
I don't think anyone's interested in trying.
Like somehow you get like the Coca-Cola polar bears in there with okay. Santa Claus.
Well, they made that movie with all the video game character, that Wreck-It Ralph. I mean, right. They were able to get all yeah. the licensing for that. So
nobody yeah. got beat in an alley.
Right? There's no blowjobs or death.
True.
Is that it then?
Yeah, I'm gonna hold on. There's too much shit on this fucking table. No, that's the wrong button. Ah, I got it now.
There we go. Okay.
There we go.
He's playing us out.
What do you give my movie out of five?
Why do I always have to go first?
Five or ten?
Five.
Out of five.
Out of five? I'd give it a solid four.
Four, huh? Like, wow. I didn't really put that much thought into it.
I mean, it's got Will Arnett, so that's always a plus.
Right, and Danny Tamborelli.
Right.
It's got the Goodfellas.
Yep.
It's an all-star lineup.
It really is. It's like Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah. Never saw that movie.
I'll give it a three based on what we came up with here. Before, I would have given it a one.
Yeah.
But we've got some good characters. We've got some good actors. I like the genre movie, like Enemy of the State type movie or conspiracy, that kind of movie. I think it could work. You got to get the licensing, though. That's the only way I'm watching it. I don't want a bunch of fucking off-brand,
generic
fucking Kroger brand mascots in there. What the real thing. So, yeah, I'll go with a three based on all of this.
Okay.
It could really go south real
fast. I'm going to give it a 2.5. I'm going to right in the middle. You know, I'd see it, but I don't know if I'd pay full price.
Right.
More of a matinee.
Right. I'd watch it.
The dollar theater on a Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. I'd watch it, but I wouldn't pay full price.
I'll give it the red box.
And if they're giving free Cheetos with your ticket, then
absolutely.
Then I'll bump it up to a three.
Well, they do with the Cheetos covered in nacho cheese. That's what they do. Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos covered in nacho
jalapeno
cheese.
Jalapeno Cheetos covered in nacho cheese.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm.
Okay. Now, that might get it up to a 3.5.
All right. Well, that was the last terrible idea we've had for a little while. First day of everything. So come back in 2 weeks. We should have some new stuff for you. And it won't just be us making up movie stuff. We'll have something brand spanking new for you.
We're going to try a few new things.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that. And maybe Charles will be back.
We'll see.
Get a little diversity in here, because you're a white guy, right? You look mostly white.
Pretty white.
Yeah, it's pretty whitewashed white. In here.
Half white.
Yeah. A little red. Get some sun.
I did. Doing yard work.
So, for the Casual Cowards, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
I'm Grandmaster C.
Yeah.
That's a wrap. Yeah.